Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, prophecy is prophecy until it becomes your reality, and it's not prophecy anymore. Mm-hmm. Some people say, I got to prophesy, you know, and they start talking about what's happening today. Like, that's not prophecy. That's prophecy coming to pass.
Right.
And so it's time for us to do what God told us was going to happen. We have to respond in it. And Paul talks to Timothy about there's a time coming when men won't put up with sound doctrine. They'll turn away to Reverend Feelgood and you know, people that make them feel good, that it's their ears. And they will gather around themselves. And so we're going to talk about that, because that time has now come. And it's pretty interesting what the Lord revealed to me in that. And hopefully we'll get a chance, too, to talk about in our programs, if not today, not this program, the next program, because it's four programs back to back. Make sure you catch them. Is about, you know, we're not called to blend in. You know, sometimes we can be so focused on being politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, America's about... America, we've become a place of tolerance for anything and everything except for God. Mm. And intolerance has come towards God, but everything else can be tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
False gods can be tolerated. False prophets can be tolerated. Reverend Feelgoods can be tolerated. You know, whatever can be tolerated. But you just say something as simple as doctrine that you're reading from the Bible. I mean, it's not like something you wrote. I mean, you know, if God said, listen, you can write your own Bible. You can write your own Bible, and whatever you write, that's how it's going to be. And if you follow what you write, then, hey, you know, everything's great. You're going to enter into heaven. Everything's going to be fine. First of all, if there's 7 billion people on the face of the earth, there'd be 7 billion different Bibles. Secondly, we probably wouldn't have wrote some of those things down because it's not easy. It causes us to cry out to God. And I mean, even Jesus himself, although he was a son of God, he cried out to God who could save him from death. Understand that if Jesus had to cry out, then we have to cry out. But the thing about it is, this stuff about being a self-made man and self-reliant, you know, we got to back up a little bit with that.
No,
we're supposed to be dependent on the fact that our God is the one that takes care of us. And to prove that is, we're so dependent that all of a sudden government says, we'll be your God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't yet seen, you know, omg.gov, you know, right?
That's right.
It's there. It's actually, you can see it on the VFN torch, go to VFNTV.com. So we're going to depend on something. And it's interesting what's taking place. And I just want to just say it right up front that this is what's being promoted. Depend on anyone and anything other than God. They're having children now who are grown folks depend on their parents till they're like 25 years old. I mean, people who used to only live till 30. I mean,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Not too long ago, it was like, you're 25, it's half of 50. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? You don't know. And they're turning that situation. And then they're having the children who are growing up in foster homes now, which I thank God for foster parents. But now they just passed a law in some states that says that they can stay with that foster parent now till they're 22.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's like, okay, you know, they bought into 18. They
wow.
stood in there for the whole community to 18, and they poured into that child at 18. Now they got to put 2 more years.
And Lord knows at 18, you're ready for them to go.
They're interviewing this one young man. He says, I was 18. I didn't know nothing. I didn't need to be put on the street. It's like, hey, welcome to You Need God. I mean, that's all of us, you know.
Hello.
And it's like now they're government with healthcare and all these responsibilities. It's like, this is what happened. This is the ultimate thing that Israel did. They wanted a government that would take care of them. They turned away from God's form of government. If you haven't yet heard or seen or listened to America, how we got here and how we stay here, you need to hear that. Because, you know, what Israel did to God when they turned away from his form of government, Samuel, and turned to a king, which ended up being Saul, that God chose. He said, hey, he's going to tax you to the hilt. He's going to take your best men. He's going to charge you all kinds of money. You know, he's like, okay, this is today's paradigm. He's going to tax you to the hilt to pay for the health care. He's going to take all your best people to work for the government. The average pay now for the government official in Washington, D.C., I believe is around $70,000.
Wow.
And you see, that's why people want to get on. They're unionized, which means they're determining our tax base.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to get the best of everything. And people are saying, we still want a king. We still want government to be God. And so April 15th is when the four blood moons is reported to be starting. April the 15th, right, coming up soon. Mm-hmm. You know, about 100 days away, 90-something days away.
Right.
And if you back up a little bit, April 15th last year, well, let me talk about April the 10th. April the 10th, God gave me a vision, and it was so real. I was in this vision, and I was in this huge explosion, this big bomb, this big shot went off, and I was standing on a street, and the first thing I did was look at myself, and I jumped. I mean, this is not a dream. This is like you're in it, so you react to it. And so I'm jumping and thinking, oh, my goodness, and it was so loud. I looked at my body to see if I was hit. I looked at the buildings to see if they were hit. And I couldn't see anything hidden. And I didn't, well, what was this? You know, and I'm writing it down, and God's speaking to us at that time, because he said, I wanted you to be where we are right now, located mm-hmm. in the Gulf Coast region for the VFN TV studios and Dream Center and all. Mm-hmm. Because we were going to be in Texas. And 5 days later, tax day on Patriots Day, right? On tax day, April the 15th, we were attacked by terrorists, and men and women and children who just wanted to go out and celebrate Patriots Day. And on the Boston Marathon, went out to run a race only to end up at the end of the race. And this, I think about this, this is what Paul said to Galatia. He said, who cut in on you? You were running a good race. Who bewitched you? You know, America was running a good race. Yeah, we have all of our mistakes and all of our troubles, and we can deal with that because God makes the two adversaries one at the cross. We can deal with that. Every nation has its evil in it. But the church is not supposed to be evil. We're supposed to be the light in the midst of that. And those that claim to be the church who did evil, they actually were servants of Satan. They weren't servants of Christ, and they just need to be separated out. They just need to get saved, you know? Mm-hmm. And so 5 days later, on April the 15th last year, just like the God Lord showed me, an explosion took place, and these two young men who have been totally held captive by the adversary, who profess to be, according to reports, Muslims and Islamists, you know, mm-hmm. and dedicated to Muhammad and his teachings, came out there with backpacks and pressure cookers that they built bombs in to be able to kill people and maim them. And to just, and this is what the devil does. It's called terrorist. Establish fear. But understand this, that nothing comes without God not doing it, but he did not protect us from that.
Mm. Right.
And you got to say that this could happen everywhere if we don't, you know, turn back to God. He could just pull his hands back and the protective hedge could be gone. Well, 12 months to the day after that, April 15th, is the beginning of the four blood moons. And guess what? It's tax day. And guess what God told Israel? Okay, if you want government to be God, they can't afford to be God. But listen, they're going to charge you as much as they can trying to be God. Mm-hmm. They're going to take all your money from you. And I heard myself in the radio interviews of our president when he was running for office the first time. And he talked about high tax rates. He talked about, at one point, he said that you know, tax rates may have to be at 100%. You know, and it's like 100%.
Really?
That's slavery. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay, you give me the money and I'll take care of you. But you have to understand, when I was talking to someone from Denmark, they didn't mind. You know why? Because the government takes care of all their needs. And he said, I don't mind paying even more taxes if I had a job. Right. And it's like, how old are you? You're living off the government. I see it. And it's like, so government becomes God. So I want to encourage you. You know, we're a couple months away, you know, days away from the beginning of the four blood moons, and you got to hear these understanding. What does that mean? And it begins in tears, but it ends up in delivery. But the question is, can we survive the tears? Many people die in these journeys of the four blood moons, and I've seen the tragedy, but I've also seen the revival. I've seen the church coming alive and people running after God. But that normally happens when people are scared out of their sin and they wake up and they see God, say, listen, all these Reverend Feelgoods have been lying to me. I got to find out a Reverend Truth Good, you know, who's going to tell me the truth. And so the tax day is coming up 12 months to the day after this explosion, this terrorist attack. I mean, how could such a young man's life be ruined by this? And just believe in the lies of the enemy to go out and kill innocent folks like that. People that he went to school with, people that he worked with, people that lived with. But realize that's going to happen. Yeah. That could happen. And we need God to protect us from something like that. There's nothing you can do in regards to protecting yourself from people who just want to be evil and want to do good, want to do evil, other than turning to God, and God will begin to deal with the evilness. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.